Rejection from White House lawyers. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. As a special counsel probes President Biden's handling of classified documents, Republicans have been demanding visitor logs for the Delaware home where some of the documents were found. But the White House counsel's office now says there are no logs for the Wilmington residents.
While the Biden administration did return the log of visitors to the White House upon taking office, a practice which was discontinued during the Trump administration, it appears the president kept his personal residence personal. Fox's Peter Ducey pressed the White House about this last Thursday.
We did something that the last administration got rid of, which is instituting the White House logs. Did you ask the last administration why they got rid of the White House logs?
This comes as the House Oversight Committee has asked for records of those who visited the Delaware home in order to see who may have had access to classified records and how they got to the president's properties.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The president due to speak at this hour at one of today's many tributes from Martin Luther King Jr., Republican Senator Tim Scott telling Fox News.
Be very proud of your country. Be even more proud of the progress that your country has made in the last 50 years.
Encouraging Americans to reflect on King's vision for the country. Russia says it scrambled a fighter jet to intercept a German naval patrol plane approaching its territory over the Baltic Sea. Over the weekend, the U.S. started a new project in Germany, training Ukrainians to fight Russians.
The goal of this expanded combat training is to get a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield in less than 8 weeks, primed with strategic skills, better weapons, and modern machinery. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the so-called combined arms training will be vital in helping Ukraine defend itself and reclaim its land.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For the second time in a month, a Colorado library closes its doors to clean up contamination from a drug.
In the Denver suburb of Englewood.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, the library will be closed until further notice.
After testing showed methamphetamine contamination in the library's restrooms that exceeded state thresholds. The testing after the city of Boulder closed its main library following meth contamination there. It's the latest example of the balancing act libraries have to navigate between making their facilities welcoming to all while keeping them clean and safe. There was also a reported rash of overdoses in libraries in the mid-2010s as the opioid crisis grew across the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The black boxes from a Nepal plane crash have been recovered as crews also continue to search for three people still missing and presumed dead in the foothills of the Himalayas. At least 69 were killed when that plane plummeted into a gorge while approaching a new airport. The FAA and NTSB still investigating Friday night's close call at JFK Airport in New York, where a Delta jet had to abort a takeoff as an American Airlines flight crossed the same runway. Delta says it's working with investigators and that passengers were taken back to the gate and given accommodations for the night. New York City's Madison Square Garden is facing calls from lawmakers to stop using facial recognition technology to screen guests at the famous arena and the company's other venues.
A group of New York lawmakers showing off a letter they sent to the Garden's head honcho, James Dolan, demanding his company only use facial recognition for security. The system under fire after it was discovered it was being used to ban attorneys who work or firms involved with pending lawsuits against MSG. A spokesperson for MSG telling Fox 5 New York that once the cases end, the attorneys will be welcomed back.
Fox's CJ Papa and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.